He's a former member of the Legislative Assembly of BC, and now we can call him Mayor-elect of Quesnel. Bob Simpson has joined me from his home this morning. Good morning, Mr. Simpson.
Good morning.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, it was quite a victory on your part. You won nearly 2.5 times the vote of the incumbent, Mary Schustrom. What do you account for your electoral success or your ability to get such a strong majority?
I knocked on an awful lot of doors, and it was an interesting experience for me because, of course, provincial elections were in the spring where the days get longer and warmer. In a fall election, the days got significantly darker sooner and colder. But standing on the doorstep and talking to people, it was clear and evident to me that they wanted a different kind of leadership from their from the mayor's office and from council. They wanted a leadership that was much more proactive and focused, and that was focused on taking the community through the transition we're going to go through as our traditional industry downsizes over the next few years.
How would you describe that difference of leadership?
Well, I think Mary did a good job in the mayor's office. She served 3 terms as on council and 2 terms as mayor. She served during a time in which we had the opportunity to plan for a transition, but the transition wasn't evident. Our industry was still ticking along. So her form of service to the community was to boost the community, to go around and promote it, and to meet with people in the community who had ideas about our community, but not necessarily how to take our community through the transition. What I heard from people on the doorstep is that they wanted a focus on reinventing our community in light of the fact that the mountain pine beetle is going to cause us to go through a pretty dramatic transition.
How would you describe what kind of community Quesnel could be, either as that transition is happening or once it comes complete?
Well, we're going to have a reduction to our annual allowable cut within the next year to 18 months. And so the first order of business is to work with the Chief Forester, the Minister of Forests, and of course we have a minister representing our area, to make sure we have plans in place to sustain the industry that we have for as long as we have without risking the sustainability of our forests, and to maintain the job complement that we have just now and potentially even grow it. So I think stability of our existing industry is critical in the minds of people who work in that industry. At the same time, our community has changed. We have one of the oldest populations in the province. We have the highest number of people over 65 years of age, and that's because a lot of people are choosing to live in Quesnel in their retirement years. We need to understand that, capitalize that on that, and then use that to attract younger people to work here to service those seniors. And then the final piece is, and I saw this on the doorstep, we have a lot of people choosing to live in Quesnel who work elsewhere. That's just the way of the world of work these days. And again, that's a group of families that we need to support so we can attract their paychecks here and make sure they spend it in our retail sector, in our downtown core, and in our other business areas.
Mr. Simpson, I'm speaking with Bob Simpson, the mayor-elect of Quesnel. And Mayor Simpson, you've served at the political level at the provincial level when it comes to politics. Now you're at the municipal level. And one of the things we've talked about on our show over the course of the last week or so is really what is the effective power of a municipal office, whether it's as councillor or as mayor. You've served at the provincial level. You've seen what kind of impacts that those types of decisions can have on the province and at the municipal level. What do you think is your role, or what do you think you and your council can do to be effective, to actually have a hand in how the city changes over the next, 3-4 years?
Well, as you know, I'm someone who's promoted democratic change at both the provincial and the federal level because of what political parties have done to those processes. You effectively have an elected dictatorship, if you will, because of the political parties enabling the control of their leaders' offices when they form government. I think the most effective, and it was a decision I had to make getting involved in the municipal level of government, I think you can make the municipal government the most effective government. It is the closest to the people. It is a group of individuals that are free from the political party harness, and they can actually envision a community that can have the provincial and federal governments respond to you. I think the field has changed. Provincial and federal governments are distracted by all kinds of other issues, bigger issues on a grander scale, on a more global market basis. If communities can actually envision a future that is a practical, realistic vision for their community, they can get the federal and provincial governments to respond and enable them to realize that vision.
You are, Quesnel is a community between Williams Lake and Prince George, and so there's a lot of activity that goes on in that corridor between the Northern Capital and certainly the Lower Mainland. What role do you think Quesnel can have working with its communities to either side of it to improve its own fortunes?
Well, I think it's actually a critical juncture for us to do that, and I'm hoping to meet with the mayor-elect in Prince George when I'm up there. I'm on the Senate for UNBC and have my first meeting coming up. I'm hoping to meet with Lynn and talk about that very issue. I think the mayors of the North need to come together in a way that they haven't come together before. You have communities going through major expansion. You've already spoken to one of the mayors who's talked about the fact their community wasn't ready for that expansion. And you have communities that are going to be faced with the reduction of their existing industry in the forest sector as the cut comes down. We have very unique transition issues that we all have to deal with. And I think as a collective voice, we can start to envision what we want the North to look like and, again, have the province and the federal government enable us to realize our individual visions.
Mayor Simpson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's so nice to speak to you in your latest capacity in public service. And all the best during your four-year term as mayor.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your show.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.